Here are some highlights for the week ahead. For weather watchers, here comes the rain again. You may want to keep an umbrella handy. It's looking like there's plenty of rain heading our way next week. There will be lots of rain early in the week, but it will taper off as the week progresses, and we may even get some sunshine on Thursday. You can check out the new West Weatherhood forecast for the latest hyperlocal weather. For council watchers, New Westminster City Council meets on Monday, November 6 at 6 p.m. The agenda includes reports related to engagement about Anvil Center, the appointment of a new finance director, the Growing Communities Fund, a heritage revitalization agreement in Sapperton, and a noise exemption at Project on the Waterfront. Other reports relate to consideration of a housing agreement bylaw that would require the owner of 810 Agnes Street to secure all 352 residential units in the development as rental housing for 60 years or the life of the building, whichever is longer. Staff's response to a council motion on increasing access to fresh drinking water for local residents and their pets. Council will also hear from delegations, but we won't know what they're discussing until Monday night. For school board watchers, no meetings. For everyone, community events. The New Westminster Public Library is hosting a number of programs this week as part of its Climate Action Week programming. From November 4 to 11, the library will host a number of programs, displays and activities, including visits from artists, authors and climate activists. You can read our story about the week's offerings and check out the library's website for more details. The City of New Westminster is holding its annual Remembrance Day ceremony on Saturday, November 11. It's taking place at the Cenotaph in front of New Westminster City Hall, 511 Royal Avenue, with the procession beginning at 10:15 a.m. Century House and New West Hospice Society are teaming up to host the Dialogue on Death and Dying workshop series. Running from November 7 to 9, it includes presentations on a variety of topics, including Indigenous Perspectives on Death and Dying, Death, Taxes and Beyond, Made Conversation and Q&A, Death Care Options and Planning, Advanced Care Planning Workshop, Multi-Faith Spirituality Panel, Grief 101, and Not Your Grandma's Funeral, Creative Ways to Celebrate a Life. It also includes the Because We Loved, We Laugh, We Sing, We Cry variety show. You can find all the details about these and other events and register online here. You can also register by calling Century House at 604-519-1066. For performance lovers, Chibi Taiko 30th Anniversary Concert features traditional and contemporary Japanese drumming. It's coming to Anvil Theater, 777 Columbia Street, on Sunday, November 12 at 7 p.m. Tickets are $21.25 and available at www.ticketsnw.ca for art lovers. New Westminster-based artist Leslie Poole, who is considered one of Canada's most extensively exhibited artists, is bringing his solo exhibition, Landscape Portraits, to local art enthusiasts. It's on until Thursday, November 30 at the Plaskett Gallery and North Wing Galleries in the 8th and 8th Creative Spaces at Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue. Admission is free, and the gallery is open Tuesday to Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. A visual arts dialogue on death and dying is an exhibit of visual arts pieces connected to the theme of death, dying, grief and loss, with the goal of fostering a dialogue about a topic that our culture tends to keep all too silent. It's part of the Dialogue on Death and Dying, hosted by Century House and New West Hospice Society, and is on display at Century House, 628th Street. Do you have a New Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Teresa McManus at tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.